आपको भेजा इतराज करने का दे।
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله لقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'll start off with a story which Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi once mentioned. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, he writes, once there was a man in the jungle. There was a man walking in the jungle. Whilst he was walking, all of a sudden he sees a roaring lion coming towards him. So he runs for his life. The man runs as fast as he can to save himself from the lion. As he is running, he sees a well in front of him and he jumps inside. He jumps inside to save himself from the lion, and as he's falling down, he gets hold of the rope so he doesn't fall at the bottom. So for a moment he is relieved that he is saved from the lion. And when he looks down, he sees a huge snake at the bottom of the well with his jaws wide open just waiting for him. So now he is stuck. He can't come out because the lion is waiting outside the well. He can't go down because the snake is there. And when he looks up, to his surprise, he sees that on the rope which he is holding onto, there is two mice, one black and one white, and he's nibbling away at the rope. So sooner or later, he's going to fall. He has to do something. And he has to think fast. He can't go out, the lion is there, he can't go down, the snake is there. And he can't carry on holding onto the rope because it's going to snap sooner or later. So in this state of restlessness, he looks around and he doesn't know what to do. Then all of a sudden something drops into his mouth. Some fluid goes into his mouth. And it's so sweet. When he looks up, he sees a beehive and a honeycomb there, and the honey is dripping. Because of the honey, the sweetness of the honey, momentarily he forgets about everything. And he starts to take pleasure from the sweetness of the honey. He forgets about the lion, he forgets about the snake, and he forgets about the rope also, and he starts licking the honey. So ye kissa main jaldi urdu mein bhi bata deta hu ki ek martaba ek aadmi jungle mein chal raha tha jabki achanak se ek sher nikal aaya aur usko bhagane laga uske piche. To ye bhaga apni जान बचाने के लिए. रास्ते में जब भाग रहा था तो एक कुएं के अंदर कूद गया शेर से बचने के लिए. जब नीचे गिर रहा था तो वो जो रोप है रस्सी उसको पकड़ लिया ताकि वो नीचे ना गिरे. और इस दौरान ये जब नीचे देखा तो नीचे सांप है. तो अब ये ऊपर नहीं जा सकता है इसलिए कि वहां पर शेर है, और नीचे भी नहीं जा सकता है, वहां सांप है. तो जब इस हैरत में जब ऊपर देखा, इधर उधर देखा, क्या करूं, तो देखा कि रस्सी में दो चूहे भी हैं और ये दो चूहे रस्सी को काट रहे हैं. तो अब उसको कुछ करना पड़ेगा और जल्दी करना पड़ेगा, इसलिए कि ये जो रस्सी है ये अन करीब टूट जाएगा इसलिए कि चूहे उसको काट रहे हैं. इस मौका पर जब इधर उधर देखा, सोचने लगा क्या करूं, तो ऊपर देखा तो कुछ मुंह में गिरा, कुछ पानी की तरह मुंह के अंदर गिरा. ऊपर देखा तो वहां पे वो हनी है, शहद की बी हाई, और उसमें से शहद गिर रही है उसके मुंह में. और जो शीरीनी है इतने मीठा था कि उसको थोड़ी देर के लिए सब कुछ भुला दिया. शेर के बारे में बुला दिया और सांप के बारे में बुला दिया और ये रस्सी के बारे में बुला दिया. So after this story, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah explains what he means. He says the lion is like the angel of death. The lion is like the angel of death, which is always looming on top of us, waiting for Allah's command. The angel of death, Malakul Maut, is always waiting for Allah. As soon as Allah instructs him to take our soul, he does not even delay a single second, not even a split second. Every person's death has been written down by Allah. And it would not even get delayed for a split second. The angel of death is always just waiting for Allah to command him, and he carries his job out. So that's, the lion is like the angel of death. And the snake at the bottom is like the grave, which every single person will have to go into. No matter what they believe in, every person will soon or later die. And they will have to go into the grave. And it's up to us what we want to make our graves into. हमारे ऊपर है कि हम कब्र को क्या बनाएं. या तो कब्र को जहन्नम के आग में से एक घड़ा बना सकते हैं, या फिर जन्नत के बागों में से एक बाग बना सकते हैं. According to how we live, according to that, our graves. The grave comes in a hadith, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, the grave is either going to be a pit from the pit of the hell, or a garden from the gardens of paradise. It comes in a hadith that when a good person is entered into the grave, the earth says to him that you were the most beloved person to me because of your good deeds, and you see how I treat you. Then the grave expands for him and he sleeps in there nicely, and the door is open for him, and the sweet fragrance of Jannah enters from that door, and then he sleeps a peaceful sleep until the day of Qiyamah. And when a bad person is entered into the grave, the earth says to him that from all the people that used to walk on me, You were the most disliked to me because of your bad sins which you used to do on me. And now you see how I treat you. And the grave squeezes itself so much that the ribs of both sides penetrate into each other. The ribs of each side go into each other. And then he is punished until the day of judgment. So this is why it's up to us how we want to treat it. Going back to the story, the rope which he was holding onto is the rope of life. And the two mice, black and white, is like the day and night. Raat aur din ki tarah hai. Jo hamare zindagi ki rope par kaat rahi hai. Time is so precious that it will never return again. And then he explains that this is life. Life is going away. The time will never return. It's so precious. If a person has the value of time, he can achieve so much. Only if he gets the value of time. So in this short time which Allah has given us, we need to prepare for life hereafter. And then he explains that we are in the same situation as this person who is in the well. The angel of death is there, the grave is there, our time is ticking, we are getting closer and closer to our death every single day, every single minute. And then what happens? The honey, he explains what the honey is. The honey is like the dunya, the world, the worldly desires. It comes with its sweetness and it makes us forget about everything. We are so engrossed in our worldly life, trying to have pleasure in this worldly life. And this makes us forget about akhirah. This makes us forget about angel of death and the grave and our time which is running out. This is what dunya does. This is why this is not the time for us to fulfill all our desires. Our desires are going to be fulfilled in the Akhirah, in Jannah. This time which Allah has given us is to prepare for Akhirah. Allah Ta'ala ne jo zindagi hame diya hai, ye hame Akhirat ke liye tayari karna hai. So in this short time, we have to please Allah. And it's not something very difficult. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is asking, whatever you are doing already, you have to do the same thing. If you do it according to Sunnah, it becomes a reward for us. Everybody sleeps every night. Everybody eats. Everybody, whatever the daily routine which you have to do, if you do it according to Sunnah, whilst we are eating, we are also getting reward. If you sleep according to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam slept, whilst we are sleeping, we are also getting reward. To such an extent that even using the bathroom, the toilet, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained to us in detail. This is the beauty of Islam, which it teaches us everything. Even if you use the toilet according to what Prophet ﷺ has taught us, enter with the left foot, read the dua before entering. When you come out, read the dua again and all the other etiquettes. The time spent in the toilet, we are also getting reward for that. There is not something very difficult. Even the business which we do, our workplace, if we, Prophet ﷺ has taught us everything, how to deal ourselves with other people, how to do business, tijarat, kis tarah karna hai. Agar sahi tarah par karoge, to us par bhi hame ajr milta hai. Hum apni dunya kama rahe hain, lekin saath mein us par hame ajr bhi milta hai. So, this is why in this short time, we need to prepare for the life hereafter. In this world, it doesn't matter who you are, what we do, what we work as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at what you do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at our color, who we are. If you are African or Indian, Pakistani or Arab, European or Chinese, this doesn't matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our heart and our actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our hearts, with what, how much sincerity we have, kitna ikhlas hai, aur hamare deed ko, hamare amal ko dekhte hai. These are the only thing that goes with us into our grave. Comes in another hadith that when a person goes to the grave, three things go with him: his family, his wealth, and his actions. Two things return and one thing stays. His family bury him and they don't stay there with him. Once they bury, they stay for a bit, then leave. His wealth has been distributed amongst his relatives. The only thing that goes with a person into the grave is his actions, his deeds. If he has bad deeds, this will be a problem for him. And if he has good deeds, then this will benefit him. So the only thing that matters in front of Allah is the taqwa, how much taqwa we have. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most honored amongst you in front of Allah is the one who has the most fear of Allah, who has most taqwa. Jo Allah says, jitne zyada darte hain, jitna zyada taqwa uske andar hai, to us wo Allah ke nazdeek zyada kareem hai. So, this is the factor which differentiates us. How much fear of Allah we have. And this is exactly what iman is. We all have iman, belief. And iman is bain al-khawf wal-raja, that between fear and hope. You should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and at the same time have hope in Allah's mercy. You should never lose hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, the most forgiving. It comes in a hadith of Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا عِبَادِي لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَتْقَى قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْكُمْ مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. In this hadith of Qudsi, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith of Qudsi which is narrated from Allah, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains how we cannot make a difference to Allah. We cannot make a difference to Allah. He explains that we are like beggars in front of Allah. We are all like beggars in front of Allah. Allah is the only one who is independent. Inna Allah wal ghaniyul hamid. Allah is the only one who is independent and worthy of praise. And we are all like beggars in front of Allah. Or we are all servants to Allah. So in this hadith he explains how we cannot make a difference to Allah. It is us who need Allah. Allah doesn't need us. He says, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ, if the first of you, meaning Adam alayhi salam, until the last of you, if every single human being from Adam alayhi salam until the last person to come into this earth, if every single one of you become most pious, become like the most pious person on this earth, which is Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if every single one of us become like Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, and we collectively worship Allah, right from Adam alayhi salam until the last person to come, Allah says, this would not increase in my greatness, in my kingdom, not even one bit. We cannot make a difference to Allah. If all us become like Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this wouldn't make a difference to Allah. Yes, it would make a difference to us. Then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَفْجَلِ قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْكُمْ مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْعًا. If every single one of you become disobedient, so much so that your night are going in disobedience. You spend your day in disobedience, listening to shaitan, so much so that you become like shaitan. If from Adam alayhi salam until the last person, if every single human being become like shaitan himself, then this would not decrease in my kingdom, in my greatness, not even a little bit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how you behave, this doesn't affect me. It will affect you. It will affect our akhirah. Hum jaise zindagi guzare is dunya mein, isse Allah ko kuch nuksan aur nafa nahi hota hai. Jaise zindagi hum guzare, agar achhi zindagi guzare to ye hamare nafa ke liye hai. Agar hum buri zindagi guzare to isse hame hi nuksan hoga. Allah says, إِنَّكُمْ لَن تَبْلُغُوا ضُرِّي فَتُضُرُّونِي وَلَن تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِي. You can never ever benefit me, you can never ever harm me. آپ ہمیں کبھی بھی نقصان نہیں پہنچا سکتے ہیں اور کبھی نفع بھی نہیں پہنچا سکتے ہیں. تو ہم اچھے بنے یہ ہمارے لئے ہمیں نقصان دیتا ہے. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how much He knows about us and how close He is to us. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the deception of our eyes, what we secretly look at without other people realizing. وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ, or what we hide in our hearts, what we secretly think about. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ. Allah says, I have created you. I have created this human being, this insan. And I know what goes inside his mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala جانتے ہیں جو ہم سوچتے ہیں جو ہمارے دل میں ہیں. اگر ہم اگرچہ ہم اس کو کسی کے سامنے اظہار نہ کریں, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی کے علم میں ہے. Allah says, whatever goes through his mind, the evil thoughts, I know about it. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. I am closer to him than his juggling veins. A pregnant woman crying a child, the child is not closer to the mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer to the child than the mother. Allah knows about the child. Allah knows before a child is born. Allah knows what kind of life this child is going to live. How many years this child is going to live. What is this child going to be, a pious person or a bad person? Allah knows everything about the child. So Allah is very close to us. Once the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ya Rasulullah, is Allah very far away that we have to shout out to Him? Or is He very near that we can whisper Him? Sahaba radiallahu anhum ne Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam se poocha, kya Allah bohut dur hai ki hume chillana aur pukarna padta hai? Ya phir Allah bohut qareeb hai ki hum ahista se Allah ko bula sakte hai? To Allah ta'ala ne is Quran ke ayat ko nazil farmaya. Allah ta'ala revealed this verse of the Quran. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. And oh Muhammad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my servants are asking about me. Tell them that I am very near. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Tell them I am very near. Allah ta'ala farmaya ki main bahut qareeb hu. Allah ta'ala ne حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے فرمایا کہ ان کو کہہ دو کہ میں بہت قریب ہوں. اجیب دعوت داعی اذا دعان, کہ جب وہ مجھے آہستہ سے پکارتے ہیں تو میں سنتا ہوں. That I listen to them when they call out to me. And in حدیث قدسی comes, یبن آدم انکا ما دعوتنی ورجوتنی غفرت لکا علا ما کان منکا ولا امانی لو بلغت ذنوبکا علا السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك على ما كان منك ولا أبالي. The hadith of Qudsi comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells his servants that, O mankind, O son of Adam, Yabna Adam, whenever you turn to me, whenever you have hope in me, whenever you return to me asking for forgiveness, then I will forgive you and this will not matter to me. Now, if you have sinned so much, if you have sinned against me so much that your sins have filled the whole earth, until the sky, this is how much you have sinned. And just once with sincerity, you turn to me, I am ready to forgive all your sins and this would not matter to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala farmaya ke, agar aapne itna gunah kiya ke aapke gunah puri sar zameen ko bhar diya, asman tak, itna gunah kiya, اور صرف ایک مرتبہ اخلاص کے ساتھ میری طرف رجوع کیا اور مجھ سے معافی مانگی, میں تجھے معاف کر دوں گا. اللہ تعالیٰ از دا موسٹ غفور الرحیم, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ از دا موسٹ فرگیونگ. سو وی نیڈ ٹو میک این انٹینشن, اے فرم انٹینشن, انٹل ناؤ وٹ ایور بیڈ وی ہیو ڈن, وٹ ایور رانگ وی ہیو ڈن, وی آر گوئنگ ٹو اسٹاپ اینڈ لیو اے لائف آف اوبیڈینس. Live a life of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Surah Shura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained how Allah is the only one who can forgive, how Allah is the one who forgives and accepts repentance. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. It is only He who accepts repentance from His servants, وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ, and forgives your sins. It is only Allah. So from this verse we understand that if we want to seek forgiveness, we should only ask from Allah, because it is only Allah who can forgiveness. Sir, Allah hame maaf kar sakte hain. But a point of clarification, we need to understand that if the sin involved a third party, if your sin involves somebody else, then you have to go and ask forgiveness from that person first. Let me explain to you the two types of sins. One sin is related to hukukullah, the rights of Allah, and other sins are related to hukukul ibad, the rights of the creation. If the sin only involves Allah, if you have gone against the rights of Allah and you have sinned, for example, you haven't prayed, you missed your salah, then make up your salah, do qada, and seek forgiveness. Allah will with sincerity, and Allah will forgive you. You have listened to music, seek forgiveness. You drank alcohol, seek forgiveness. You engage in adultery, fornication, seek forgiveness from Allah with sincerity, and inshallah Allah will forgive you. But the moment your sin involves somebody else, you have spoken bad about somebody else behind the back, ghibah, you have backbitten somebody else, you have slandered somebody else, you spread false rumors about somebody else, you deceive and you cheated somebody else, now your sin involves somebody else in there, a third party, Allah does not forgive this sin until you ask forgiveness from that person, from that somebody else. If you then riba, talk bad about somebody else behind his back, then you must go to that person first and tell them what you've done, and explain to them and beg in front of them, plead with them that please forgive me. Only after that Allah will forgive you. Jab آپ کے گناہ میں کوئی اور آدمی شریک ہے, آپ نے کسی اور کو کچھ کیا, اس گناہ کو اللہ معاف نہیں فرماتے ہیں جب تک آپ اس آدمی سے معافی مانگ لیں. اگر صرف آپ کا گناہ آپ کے سامنے آپ اور اللہ کے درمیان ہے تو آپ اللہ اس کو معاف کر لیتے ہیں, لیکن جب آپ کے گناہ کے اندر تیسرا آدمی موجود ہے تو اس تیسرے آدمی سے معافی مانگنا پڑے گا. پھر اگر آپ نے کسی آدمی کے بارے میں غیبت کیا یا اس کے بارے میں غلط باتیں پھیلایا تو پہلے اس سے معافی مانگنا پڑتا ہے. سو فرسٹ اینڈ دس از دا اونلی ٹائم وی ہیو, دا ٹائم وچ وی ہیو ان دس ورلڈ, دس از دا اونلی چانس وی ہیو. اینڈ ڈزنٹ میٹر ہاؤ مچ ہیومیلیٹڈ یو فیل, یو مسٹ اپروچ دیٹ پرسن, بلڈ دا کریج اینڈ برنگ دا ابیلٹی ان سائڈ یو ٹو گو ٹو دیٹ پرسن ان دس ورلڈ اینڈ کلیئر اٹ آؤٹ. ادروائز on the day of judgment, nobody is going to forgive you. Nobody will be ready to forgive you on the day of judgment, so do not leave it until then. Because on that day, كُلٌّ يَقُولُ نَفْسِي نَفْسِي, every single person will be worried about themselves, that am I going to fail or am I going to succeed? That is not the time to ask for forgiveness. Nobody will be ready to forgive you. To such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in the Qur'an, about the day of judgment, Allah says, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. On that day, your mothers and fathers will be running away from you. You're going to run away from your parents. Your children will be running away from you. Your wives, who you love so many in this world, you're going to be running away from them on the day of Qiyamah. Because you wouldn't want to give your good deeds away. Because you have that thing that they may ask for, a good deed. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ, a person will be running away from his brother. He won't want to see his brother. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ, A person will be running away from his father and mother, وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, and running away from his wife and his children. So, this is the time that we need to clear all our matters. Because on that day, every single small deed is going to count. And we don't want to become like a bankrupt person. This last point, and I will finish off. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum once, do you know who a bankrupt person is? So the Sahaba explained, according to us, a bankrupt person is he who doesn't have any money. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, a bankrupt person is that person who will come on the Day of Judgment with so much good deeds. He used to pray so much salah, he used to pray in the first saf. He used to be here every day, every 5 times salah he prays. And he gave so much charity. But at the same time, he had a very filthy mouth. He used to swear at people, he used to backbite about people, slander at people. He used to spread false rumors about people, cheat and deceive people. So on the Day of Judgment, he will come with a huge amount of good deeds. But at the same time, there will be so much people complaining to Allah and waiting to complain to Allah about this person. People will come say, oh Allah, he done this to me. He done riba regarding me in the dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously knowing everything, Allah would take his good deed and give it to them. So many people will come, Allah will take his good deed and give it to them. So all those people whom he wronged in this world, Allah will take his good deed and give it to them. Until so much that all his good deeds are finished, but there are still people waiting to complain to Allah. Now what does Allah do? People are still complaining that this is what he done to me in the world. Allah will take their bad deeds and put it on him. Take their bad deeds and put it on him. So now, he came on the Day of Judgment with so much good deeds. What does he have left now? Other people's bad deeds and no good deeds. And Allah will throw him into Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all and give us the courage and opportunity to clear all our matters in this world and make our Day on the Day of Judgment, make it easy for us. This is why this last point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسْنَةِ فَلَهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهَا. Allah says, whoever comes with a good deed, he will get much better. Allah doesn't say, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا حَسَنًا. Whoever does the action of good deed. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ. Doing the good deed, that's the easy part. But keeping the reward for the good deed, that's the hardest part. Keeping the reward until you die, that's the hardest part. When a person does a good deed, he gets a reward for it. For example, when we pay Jummah Salah now, there's a reward for this Jummah Salah. But keeping the reward for this Jummah Salah until you die, that's the hardest part. So and when you go out from here, if we do ghibat about somebody, the reward for it is already gone. If you have jealousy on somebody, you do hasad, the reward for this Jummah Salah is already gone. This is why may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sincerity and give us the ability to control our mouths and use it only in a good way and ask for forgiveness from those whom we have wronged before we die. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.